So I love technology when it works. When it doesn't work, I like to throw my fist to the sky and curse the name of Bill Gates. Because it's usually his fault, you know. Even when I'm having troubles with my Macintosh, I know somehow, deep down, it's Bill Gates' fault. What I don't understand is why technology as an industry is bent on reducing and combining everything they've ever made into one stupid little bastardization of a device that does everything. No other industry works like this. You're never going to see a refrigerator that's also a microwave, that's also a dishwasher, that's also a car wash. But technology wants to do this. So, here's a little tune about that, which ironically was released on the FUMP the day after Apple announced their iPhone. I decided it was time for me to find a new phone. Correction, my 2-year-old decided on her own to see how many things could fit into the toilet one day. I lost my phone, keys, and glasses in the swirliest way. I looked for a deal that would appeal to me. I looked around and finally found a buy one, get 7 free, with free interplanetary calling daily after lunch and more free minutes than there are in a month. The little camera takes pictures that it sends to all my friends. 35 megapixels and a telephoto lens. 3D and night vision are all standard, I suppose, but I paid extra for the lens that lets me see through your clothes. I could use it as a remote to control my TV and even download all my favorite songs as MP3. And the quality is sound, it's in full surround sound, but I don't know how to change the Hello Kitty background. GPS, email, all that stuff ain't enough. This phone deflects bullets for when calling gets tough. It does just about anything at all. But I can't make a damn phone call. Can you hear me now? 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 Ow! What? It's amazingly small and has all the latest tech and attaches to my chest like they do on Star Trek. And you gotta check out the holographic display. It's telepathic, pornographic, and will make you obey. Text messaging used to be a pain, but now it's easy because the words are pulled directly from my brain and translated into any language 37 ways. Did I mention the protection against UV rays? It keeps me online anywhere that I am, so I could download porn from in a traffic jam and have the coolest chat where I pretend to be an elf with an FBI agent who pretends he's 12. My ringtone catches most folks by surprise. Out of nowhere, you hear,
"Spell my devil win a prize."
And I can make a sound that repels bugs, and if I turn it up, I can drive my relatives nuts. I can call through time, I can talk to the dead. I can pretend that I'm a Borg and attach it to my head. I can play back every phone call I ever heard.
Let me try again later. Goodbye.
But I can't understand the damn word. Can you hear me now? 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 Ow!
Thank you for calling Phototron Global Wireless, a leader in cellular technology. How may I assist you today?
Well, you could start with this piece of phone you sold me. And up your, along with everything you told me, you stupid. Think you're all so slick? Well, you can all just suck. And a 10-year contract? What the is that? It's bull. You could just, my left, go yourself. The horse, you, boysenberry pie.
I'm sorry, sir, you're breaking up. Please call back at a later time or try calling us back from a landline.
Thank you. And yes, doing that third verse is as much fun as it looks. I had to rehearse the hell out of that, let me tell you.